For the past two decades, the investment dogma of most large money managers has been pretty conservative. They favored a buy-and-hold strategy based on a mix of stocks and bonds. But a small group of experts says that strategy is outdated. They're urging what used to be considered heresy, trying to time the market for better returns. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Peter Bernstein is a fixture on Wall Street, a prominent investment manager who's never been one to rock the boat. So it was surprising when in January he challenged a group of institutional investors to become more aggressive and opportunistic traders.
The expression I used was that they should take off the corset, that they have to make decisions on a much more ad hoc basis. This led to those very dirty words that I'm in favor of market timing. And I guess that's where I came out for them.
Market timing certainly isn't a new concept. It's a deceptively simple idea. Buy during upswings and sell during downswings. Basically, take advantage of the market's short-term volatility. Supporters say market timing involves skill, but more conventional money managers say it's mere guesswork, an approach that courts disaster. John Bogle is the founder of the Vanguard Group of mutual funds.
Jumping around from one course to another is apt to be done at exactly the wrong time.
Bogle is a firm believer in staying the course, picking a suitable asset mix of stocks, bonds, and cash, and then sticking to that allocation through market ups and downs. He has lined up on the other side of the heated debate touched off by Bernstein's speech. For his part, Bernstein insists that what he espoused really isn't that radical, or anything that money managers weren't quietly doing already.
I pointed out to them that even the policies that they pretended to be following involved a lot of market timing assumptions anyway, that you can't just shut your eyes. You have to see what the world looks like at each moment.
Over the past 5 years, a buy-and-hold strategy would have brought fabulous returns during the internet bubble, only to be followed by deep losses during the bear market. Bernstein says investors could have saved themselves a lot of heartache by dumping stocks as they reached ridiculous heights. Robert Shiller, a Yale economics professor and author of the recent bestseller Irrational Exuberance, agrees. Shiller was warning that stocks were wildly overvalued before the market bubble neared its peak. He calls the buy-and-hold concept a thought virus and says people shouldn't plan to hold on to even their winners for more than a year. John Bogle responds that investors, even the pros, don't have the stomach for that approach.
The idea of getting out of something that has gone way up and into something that has gone way down, which would be one kind of opportunistic timing, is something very few people are able to do because it flies in the face of where your emotions are directing you.
For some money managers in the trenches, the debate over market timing is really academic. Scott Buddy is a managing director at TIAA-CREF, the huge public pension fund with $300 billion in assets. He says the ability to time the market to maximize returns and avoid losses is the fondest dream of every investor.
This would be the goose that lays the golden egg. I mean, there's no question about that.
The problem, says Buddy, is that market timing remains a dream because no one, Peter Bernstein included, has come up with a reliable way to do it. And he says the market turnaround of the past year is evidence of that.
The equity markets move very abruptly. They are extraordinarily unpredictable. And that unpredictable behavior is what throws the wrench in the market timing planning.
So, says Buddy, until money managers can be counted on to predict the future, he suspects most of them will steer clear of market timing. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.